I can't think of any video game franchise that has lasted as long as SimCity, a quarter of a century since the first version. It's unusual in other ways, too, because it's not about shooting bad guys or blowing stuff up or even really competing. In SimCity, you play the role of mayor cum urban designer. You create your city from scratch, populated by simulated people, the Sims. The latest version, the 7th reinvention of the game, takes a sci-fi turn.
And we were looking at the near future, so sort of 50 to 75 to 100 years in the future.
Jason Haber is one of the designers of SimCity, Cities of Tomorrow. The futuristic tech in the game is based on actual ideas in development. So instead of hoverboards, you get sewage sanitizers, very advanced sewage sanitizers.
The idea of the sewage sanitizer is it takes in the waste from the city and it'll, you know, use its magical technology in SimCity, which we don't need to define, and turn it into clean drinking water. And it just, you know, I look at technology like that and I look at the drought that's happening in California right now and see, you know, we're going to go there. That's going to become more commonplace. And at some point in the future, it's just going to be accepted that like, oh yeah, you just sanitize the sewage and then you have more drinking water. We have what we call a maglev train. It's sort of like a magnetic monorail that goes around the city. And that's definitely reminiscent of like the Hyperloop that Elon Musk was working on. One of the things you can unlock is a drone system, and you have these drones that will fly over the roads so they don't get stuck in traffic. And when your residents want to go shopping, they'll just send out a drone. It'll go over to a commercial building. It'll pick up the goods and bring it back. And what's interesting is, you know, about a month after we launched the game, Amazon announced their Prime Air, their drone system that's going to do exactly that.
As mayor in the game, you've got to choose between two different paths in this version of SimCity. You can anchor your city around a private company called OmegaCo, which cranks out cheap products and pollutes the environment. They sound Dr. Evil-ish, but they're really more of a necessary evil, the kind we live with and accommodate all the time in real life.
All of a sudden, you're like, well, I have to have OmegaCo in my city or it'll fall apart.
Or you can build your city around the Academy, a hub of green innovation. Or you can mix and match.
And I think green tech is sort of something that's hot right now, so it's really easy to see it and see where it could go. I mean, it was interesting because the dystopian future was actually more difficult to craft for us, to figure out what it would look like. Nobody's striving to be like, I'm going to be the most dystopian technology that's ever been created.
But guess which version of an urban future has been more popular with gamers?
I thought that more people would go after sort of the green, clean technology first, but most people actually go after the OmegaCo dystopian future first. And I think that just shows you the nature of what it's like to play a game and be able to have that fun space to play with. I think working on a game like SimCity, it's interesting because especially when I'm deep in the development of the game SimCity, I can look out the window when I'm flying in a plane and it's like everywhere I look, I see SimCity. I see these buildings. I'm like, oh, that reminds me of our game. And I know when I have those moments that I'm like, we're doing something right.
Jason Haber is one of the lead designers of SimCity, Cities of Tomorrow.